This country certainly has a lot of crows.
Morning, crows.
Good morning. Namaste.
Set the bird's wings with gold, and it will never soar in the sky.
Who is this?
Jack, it's Kamla.
I know. Is that the Tagore of the dead?
So will you meet me for breakfast?
Down in the dining room? No. It's too early in the day to face all those tourists stuffing food in their faces.
You're not hungry, Jack?
I'm starved. But I'll tell you what, Miss Kamala. We'll have breakfast in my suite, okay? Hello? Oh, Miss Kamala.
Mr. Flanders, it wouldn't be proper.
Look, I'll wear a white suit and an ascot. I have a wonderful view of the street. We can throw croissants down to the crows. Hello?
White suit and ascot, you say?
Yeah.
If you're not properly attired...
Look, I'll be properly attired.
In a white suit and ascot.
No,
then I'm going downstairs to the
dining room. No, wait. I will be properly attired.
White suit and ascot?
Yes.
All right.
Half an hour.
Fine. Oh, I have another to go for you.
Okay, shoot.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
Run that by me again.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
It's very nice. I'm coming. Good morning. Well, it's a nice try, you must admit. You smell like roses.
I see breakfast has arrived.
Yes, we have a window seat. We have the call of the crows, the scent of the sea. Croissant?
Please.
So, this morning, on to Bangalore, and then...
And then a long, dusty drive to Mysore.
Does it ever rain in this country?
My God, you should be here during the monsoons. Then it rains all the time.
Well, when are the monsoons?
During the winter months, they travel around the country. Ugh, it's going to be just terrible.
Well, how's the food in the south?
Well, the food is really quite different. They like to use lots of chili. The food is very, very hot there.
Well, I like hot food.
You better watch yourself or your tongue will catch on fire.
Should I bring a fire extinguisher?
No, that's not necessary. There's always the yogurt.
What?
If your tongue catches on fire, you can always dip your tongue into a bowl of yogurt.
Oh, I'll remember that. Coffee?
No. Tea, please.
All right, of course. Pamela, tell me about your aunt. I'd like to make sure I'm ready for her.
Why? You don't appear to be easily dominated by strong women.
Oh, not dominated, but intimidated.
My aunt is very good at intimidation.
Look, who or what is the it you spoke about last night?
Her visitor? Well, it...
Yes?
I think it's best if she tell you.
Come on.
I don't really know the details.
Please.
Well, all I can tell you is this. When she was young, she was desperate to escape the confines of her arranged marriage, to escape India, to escape and see the world. So she made a pact with it. Jack, I honestly don't know who it is. It may just be her imagination.
But you don't believe it is her imagination, do you?
No, I don't. You like the South. The pace is much slower than in Delhi or Bombay. It's very, laid back.
It's a beautiful country. So your aunt lives in Mysore?
No, actually farther still, in a small village.
I see.
She has a villa on a hill outside the village. It's very nice.
You didn't go to New York just to find me, did you?
No, I was looking for a publisher.
For a book?
Yes.
That you wrote?
That I'm writing.
What's it about?
My aunt.
How much have you written?
Most of it.
Can I see the manuscript?
No, I haven't shown it to anyone yet.
Well, it's about time, don't you think?
Jack, I've never written a novel before.
Well, neither have I. Is it here, in your briefcase? Is it? Come along.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack.
What?
No, I can't sit here and watch you read this. Do you mind?
I'm just scanning.
No, Jack.
What? Oh, wait. What is this? Earlier that day, I had criticized a friend of mine. My aunt was not pleased, but she didn't say anything until later that day. We were standing outside a temple in Rishikesh. I noticed my aunt stood
there. Jack, you're making me nervous.
Well, I'm sorry. Here, you read it to me. Please.
I noticed my aunt stood there, as though transfixed by the sound of the chanting. She was so absolutely still, so far away, I became concerned. Then she took my hand and looked at me with the strangest eyes, as though it wasn't her, as though it was someone else's eyes. You have no right to criticize others. You have no right to think badly about others. It is far better for you to think of your own shortcomings. See the good in others and remove the bad in yourself. If you've not even developed the power to inquire into your own self, then how can you assume the power to look into others? First, get fulfillment in your own life. It is only after you have saved yourself that you can become an instrument to save others. You should not use bad words, or give bad looks, or think bad thoughts towards anyone.
रामचंद्र मेरी मासी कहाँ है?
मैम सब तो बाग में है बेबी.
पीछे के बाग में?
जी हाँ पीछे.
उनकी सेहत कैसी है?
ठीक.
Excuse me, what are you talking about?
My aunt is in the garden in the back. Follow me.
Oh. What is that up there on the hill? Is that a temple?
No, it was a summer home for the Maharaja's son.
Does anyone live there now?
No, it's falling apart. Oh, there she is. Auntie, I have brought Jack Flander. Jack, my aunt Lalita Chatterjee.
I'm very glad to meet you.
What? Jack has come all the way from New York. Auntie, what? He's been good enough to drop all prior commitments to come and see you. Jack?
Yes.
इनको तुम जैक बुलाती हो?
हम दोनों चार दिन से साथ सफर कर रहे थे.
फिजूल बात ना करो.
आए राम. Auntie, please talk to him. I'll leave the two of you alone.
Carla?
मैंने तुमसे कहा था कि यहाँ जैक फ्लैंडर्स को ले आओ. मिस्टर जैक फ्लैंडर्स ही, तुम कोई और ले आई? मुझे बिल्कुल मजा नहीं आ रहा है इस बात में. बिल्कुल मजा नहीं, समझी?
मेरी बात मानिए, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स है.
ये मैं बिल्कुल समझ भी नहीं आ रहा है मुझे. ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स नहीं है. मैं जैक फ्लैंडर्स
मेरी बात नहीं, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स
है, कोई और है. ये तुम कैसे कर सकती हो? मैं अंधी थोड़ी हूँ? बुढ़ापे में पागल थोड़ी हो गई? तुम क्या समझती हो? यू आर एन इम्पोस्टर.
आई एम.
I'm not amused.
I can see that.
Don't mumble. Speak up, imposter.
My name is Jack Flanders.
English.
Come on.
His address, his apartment number, his phone, everything on the card is exactly right. This is Jack Flanders.
Which reminds me, Where did you get that card?
The card was given to me by Mr. Flanders.
My aunt is saying he was a much older man.
I can speak for myself.
Look, I was just wondering, how did you get that?
Is this your card, your business card, or not?
Like Kamala said, it's my apartment, my phone, my name, even the quote on the card.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you?
Yes.
Do you understand what that means, Mr.
Flanders?
Auntie.
Do you understand?
In a sense, yes.
In what sense?
Ira.
Look here. Here's my driver's license, my credit card, my passport.
How can anyone know anything in a sense, Mr.
Mr. Flanders. It means we put the blame outside ourselves. It means we create the things that happen to us.
This is not your business card?
No.
Ah.
The card is yellow. Look at it. It's faded. It must have been printed decades ago.
That's true, Auntie. Just look at it.
Now, how old was this guy? This other Flanders?
Oh, perhaps 50 or 60.
Well, did he look anything like me?
I don't know.
What?
He had white hair. He had impeccable manners.
I guess it wasn't me, then.
You may find this amusing, Mr.
Yes?
Flanders. I find it very tiring. I do not enjoy pranks.
Auntie, Jack did not come
here. I understand. My apologies, Mr. Flanders. I was hoping...
Yes?
I'm very tired. I feel so weak, so...
Here, take my arm, please.
I'm so terribly disappointed.
Kamala, please call Ramchandar.
Ramchandar, jaldi karo. Aunty ko tumhari madad chahiye.
He had his joke, didn't he?
The man who gave you the card.
So stupid of me. I trusted him.
Who was he?
It is not your concern.
Look, maybe there's a reason my card, or that card, was given to you.
Of course there's a reason.
Look, I may be able to help. What appears to be coming at you is coming from you may be the key.
Mem sahab?
Ramchandar, mera haath pakar lo.
Ji haan, mem sahab.
Thank you, Mr. Flanders. I need to rest. Ramchandar, mujhe kamre mein jana hai.
Ji haan, mem sahab.
So, what do you think?
She's this one tough lady.
It's one tough situation.
Yeah. I just hope I can tough it out long enough to find out who was impersonating me.
She was given your card 40 years ago.
Yeah. But if I were in my 50s back then, well...
You are the Jack Flanders that she needs now.
I don't know. Look, I'm going for a walk. Do a little thinking.
Jack?
Yes?
You're a very nice person. Thank you.
Shall I go for a stroll in the village? No. I think I'll check out the old summer palace up there. It's not built out of stone. It's made out of wood. Some fancy curlicues on top. Pillars in front. I'll be darned. It's painted with flowers. It's faded, but the entire building is painted with little flowers. Every bit of surface is painted with miniature flowers and birds and plants. I know what this reminds me of. Those hand-painted papier-mâché jewelry boxes from Kashmir. This is beautiful. this place got a ruin like this? It cost a fortune to fix it up, though. It's too bad. I wonder how many rooms there are. Every room is painted with such detail. So much love and attention must have gone into every tiny flower, each leaf, every little feather on the birds. Now, this is odd. This is the only room that's not empty. Silk drapes, sofas, cushions, Persian carpets. I almost expect to see men with turbans lounging about and harem girls dancing. Oh, things are a bit dusty, though. Wait a minute. This room has its own peculiar feeling. It's like I'm being watched.
So, do you think it's haunted?
No, it's not that. It's something else. I don't know, but... Kamala?
Yes?
You're looking at me so strangely.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about what you were saying.
Well, what do you think? Now, you've been up there.
You know my aunt has forbidden me to go.
You mean you've never been inside?
Once.
Well, did you see the room that's furnished?
Yes.
Well, did it feel strange to you?
I was very young.
Something happened, didn't it?
I don't know. When they found me, I was unconscious.
Really?
That's when my aunt made me promise never to enter the palace again, or she would have it burnt to the ground.
I see.
But I don't think she could do that. Somehow the palace is connected to what happened to her.
Well, what has happened to her?
Jack, I hope she'll tell you.
Yeah.
Jack, all I know is what I told you. When she was young, she made a pact in order to escape and see the world, and now it's come to collect.
Kamala, who is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, it's certainly not of this realm.
Well, come on, tell me a little bit more, please.
Auntie?
I'm sorry I couldn't join you for dinner.
Are you feeling better?
Oh, yes, thank you. I love to sit here and look at the river. It's so peaceful. Makes me wonder why I ever left this place.
You lived here as a child?
My father was a minister for the Maharaja. This was our house. It was owned by the Maharaja, but it was ours.
So the summer palace up there...
Jack, you asking Mr. Flanders?
I was up there.
So?
It's very beautiful. It's like a painted box from Kashmir. The rooms are all empty, except one room is furnished. Drapes, carpets, pillows, sofas.
Ramchandar, meri chai leo.
Ji haan, ma'am sahab.
You were saying?
One room is still intact. In fact, it looks like it's been that way for years.
Would you like to know why?
Well, it is a little out of the ordinary.
Yes, it is.
I see.
They say, what you are, you do not see. What you see is your shadow.
Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, you're familiar with our poet.
A little.
Aapka chai, ma'am sahab.
Yahan rakh do, acha. Theek. Ab tum chale jao.
Ji haan, ma'am sahab.
About the palace.
The best example of a painted box palace, as you call it, can be seen outside Mysore. It belonged to the Maharaja of Mysore. Kamla. You should take Mr. Flanders to see the palace.
Yes, Auntie, I was planning on taking him there.
Oh, I'd like that.
There's also a summer palace. There is an art museum there. You may find it informative.
I hope to see it.
Tell me, Mr. Flanders.
Yes.
When you were in Delhi, did anything out of the ordinary happen?
Well, I did have a rather amazing experience.
Really?
I was walking down a little back street near the hotel. I don't know where my mind was, but I noticed time seemed to slow and the houses became transparent. I could see in through the walls, into the rooms, as though layers were being peeled away. People walking toward me were actually glowing lights. They no longer had bodies. They were just ovals of light floating above the ground. Even the trees and the plants were made of light. Light that was so vibrant, so alive. But when I reached out to touch a leaf, I had no hand. I was light. And then I did a stupid thing. I said, "Isn't this amazing? I must remember this." And poof, it was gone. And there I was, walking down the street. It was a nice experience, though.
Yes.
I didn't mean to stop the conversation. Can you tell me anything more about the man who gave you my card?
Auntie? Yes. He was quite tall. As tall as you, Mr. Flanders. As I said, he had white hair. His eyes were dark, very deep. Piercing, but compassionate. I trusted him immediately. He gave me his card. The card Kamla brought to you.
He said he was Jack Flanders?
I don't recall that he did.
Well, when he gave you the card, did he say, "This is my card"?
He said, "There will come a time when you will use this." I didn't know what he meant, but I trusted him.
And this was 40 years ago?
So many years.
Well, you said he was in his 50s or 60s then. Well, he'd be in his 90s, maybe even 100 by now.
But the card has Jack's present address and phone number.
And I've only lived there for the past 3 years.
It's impossible, isn't it?
You know, it's amazing that you kept the card all these years.
I felt he understood. He knew.
He knew?
I'm tired. Ramchandar, ab main let me jaati.
Ji haan, ma'am sahab.
Well.
No, don't get up, Mr. Flanders. I want to say that I believe all is as it should be. I'm grateful that you have come.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Auntie.
Well, Miss Kamla, so what do you think of that?
Mr. Flanders?
Oh, yes?
I am pleased that you appreciate our poet, Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, I see.
I am like the road in the night, listening to the footfalls of its memories in silence. Good night.
Good night. Wow.
Now I'm retiring. Are you going to sit out there and think?
Well, does Ramchandra understand English?
He does when he gets to know you.
What?
You'll see.
Oh, there he is. Ramchandra, do you have a flashlight I can borrow?
Kya ji?
Mr. Flanders ko torch chahiye.
Nahi baby, torch to nahi hai.
What's he saying?
No flashlight.
Oh.
Aapke paas lantern hai?
Ah, lantern to hai.
What?
He has a lantern.
Oh, good, good.
Jack.
Yes?
Where are you going?
Up the hill.
To the palace?
Mm-hmm.
Now at night?
Want to come along?
You forget. I'm forbidden to go there.
Still? At your age?
And what do you mean, at my age?
That's not what I...
Good night, Mr. Flanders.
What I meant was...
What?
That I have my foot in my mouth.
Good night.
It's a beautiful night. Sounds like they're having a good time down in the village. I could be down there dancing in the street, but no. I'd rather explore a haunted palace at night. Well, self, I hope you know what you're doing, because I sure don't. Not forbidding, not foreboding. It's not... What? Oh, God, a bat. Oh, why aren't you out catching bugs? Go on, beat it. That room should be here. I thought it was here. Am I turned around? It's nice shadows, though. Thanks, Lamp. Tell me that room has disappeared, though. I hate when that happens. Oh, wait. I was turned around. Here it is. Or was I turned around? First class shadows here. Boy. The drapes, the carpets, the cushions, the sofa. It's like an old set from the Arabian Nights. Well, what did you expect to find, Mr. Flanders? Just what I see, I guess. Okay, Lamp. There. Hey, don't flicker out on me. My imagination's doing fine without your help, thanks. I'll just sit for a while. Oh, it's been a long day. But I don't want to sleep here. There's nothing. But there's something. Something in the corner. Up near the ceiling. Sort of a cloud. It's expanding. The shadows are going crazy. Don't move. Don't breathe. The cloud has come down. It's swirling across the room. Even an arm. So how do I pick up the lantern? With my teeth? What teeth? I think my head is gone. Did it steal my body while I was sitting here? The lantern's floating in the air. My heart has spread its sails to the idle winds for the shadowy island of anywhere.
The night kisses the fading day, whispering to his ear.
That's my voice.
I am dead, your mother. I am to give you fresh birth.
Right. Body or no body, let's get out of here.
It was your voice?
I'd recognize it anywhere.
How can you laugh about this?
Well, to be honest, I was scared witless.
How did you run if you didn't have a body, Jack?
Well, you'll find that you can run a lot faster.
No, seriously.
I don't know. My body just sort of joined me as I was running down the hill.
Ah, so the palace is haunted.
Not by a ghost. I don't know what it is, but it does have a sense of humor. You think I'm nuts, don't you?
No, not at all.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I want to tell you something that I've never shared with anyone. Well, anyone except my aunt.
Go on.
Once, when I was younger, I must have been in my teens. I was here visiting my aunt, and I heard music coming from the palace. Now, my aunt had never permitted me to go up there. But with this music, it was so unbelievably sweet, you know, so sensual, really. I felt lured to go in. It was dusk, just growing dark outside, but it wasn't dark inside. And the music led me to the very same room that you were in. And that room was so lush. So, you know, the Persian carpets, the silk drapery, and very, very soft cushions. I just felt like lying down and sleeping. Now, when I woke, there was a man with a white turban sitting next to me, stroking my legs. It felt so... It tingled. He was smiling at me, and I could see he wanted to make love to me. Now, even though I knew he wasn't of this earth, I said, "What if I get pregnant?" He laughed and said it simply wasn't possible. I wanted so badly to give myself to him. But I was just too afraid. And then he gave up. He said, "You're not ready." And I wanted to say, "Wait, come back. I've changed my mind." But he just vanished.
Huh.
And when I told my aunt, she was very disturbed, so angry. Not just angry at me, but at him. At it. She made me promise over and over never to set foot in that house again. Never, ever, ever.
Well, didn't she question that maybe you had dreamed it?
No.
So she knew what it was.
Oh, yes.
Do you think the same thing happened to her when she was young?
I'm certain it did.
Ooh. Do you think she allowed herself to be seduced?
I don't know.
Seduced by an entity that doesn't exist physically.